Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Here with Carmen Vitale from Fox Sports.
I am joined now by Carmen Vitale, Fox Sports NFL reporter.
Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports.
Joining us, it is the NFC North writer at foxsports.com. It's Carmen Vitale. How are you doing, Carmen? Great to have you.
Welcome to a special edition of the Chicago Football Show. I'm Scott Baer alongside Carmen Vitale.
What I saw when I was there, it was a across-the-board belief from players to coaches, and I have a few friends on that staff, too, that were like, we know we got this.
We love talking to Carmen Vitale. It's a fun day here on the Hangout Show. We just talked to Clay Harbor. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody. And now Carmen Vitale has come in to hang with us. And I always thought that Carmen was multifaceted. You were a cheerleader in high school. You're a very talented writer. You're a talented sports speaker. And then you bring in the cookie game. What are you trying to do to us over here? Almond chocolate chip cookies. Yeah, and they were professional level.
No, you're not even doing her justice. Let me tell you something. Clay Harbor abhors sugar, hates sugar. This man had not one but two of those cookies. And I said, this is what, it's funny. Did Lawrence get one yet?
Because I don't think so.
Because Lawrence's cookies, sweet tooth is unstoppable.
That's what luxury tastes like. Yeah. That is what luxury tastes like.
Lawrence, if you missed it yesterday on Transition with Spiegel and Holmes, Lawrence yesterday said that Jenny's milkiest chocolate flavor of ice cream
tastes like luxury. I'm on board with that.
We read the description, but that, your cookies, like the oven, how are they chewy and soft, but not too soft, but chewy and slightly crispy at the same time?
The secret is to pull them out right before they're actually done. And then you let them cool on a baking rack to kind of firm up a little bit, but they're still really chewy in the middle. And then I have the Maldon salt. I have the Maldon salt, like, because that's always in my kitchen, and then you just kind of sprinkle it over there. It sets off the taste.
The salt sets it off.
I was a little nervous about this batch because usually I make it with vanilla extract, but I didn't have any today, so I improvised and used almond. And so I was hoping it would be okay.
Those cookies are going to be gone by the time you walk out of the studio.
I hope I had to guess.
Yeah, I think so. And that is the talent, who apparently is good at everything, of Carmen Vitale. Your specialty, as we mentioned in our open, is the NFC North. Mm-hmm. It being Packers week.
Yeah.
This is now the meeting of the greatness of what can happen. A, for the Bears. I mean, yeah. Winning at Lambeau for a second consecutive season, mm-hmm. and then being able to do so, the opportunity here is just absolutely massive for this team. I asked the question earlier to not just Marshall, but our listeners too. Like, you have to account for this. You just do. What happens if the Bears lose? And it's nice to be able to say, it's not mission critical if they do at Lambeau.
Right. Right. So they have three NFC North games, right, to finish out the season. They have two against the Packers. They finish the season against the Lions. To make their lives not stressful, they have to win at least one of those. And then you'd like to win the one in San Francisco because that's another NFC game. The Browns game is the one that you kind of have the luxury of, they're the AFC. It doesn't have a whole lot of implications on the NFC, on the conference. But I also think that you need to split the series with the Packers, if not for your playoff hopes, but for keeping this an actual rivalry. I mean, that's what's so exciting about this time around, is this game has implications outside of just the rivalry. It has implications on both teams' postseasons. And that adds another layer that we haven't had in a long time in Chicago, because this has been a very lopsided rivalry over the past decade or so.
It's hard to imagine that this team won't win two of its last five games, and we've circled 11 as like that number.
Yeah.
You win 11 games, you're going to the playoffs. How you get to the playoffs and where you got to go once you get to the playoffs,
right.
That is still up for grabs. But if they can find a way to win three of these games, they have a legitimate chance to win the NFC North. Mm-hmm. I'm curious as to what you think this team's ceiling is, as stated right now, just at 9-3 and currently holding on to that number one seed, which of course would come with a bye if they found a way to get out of the muck with that number one seed.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about the number one seed, you're not just talking about the North, obviously. You're talking about the Rams and the Eagles and having to have some other things go right that maybe isn't quite in your control. But I did this for our Chicago football show on Marquee, where I kind of picked the rest of the season for the Bears. And I did have them going 2-3 down the stretch. So, yeah, you know, winning two of their last five. And it gave them an 80% chance at the playoffs. And it was great. You know, that 11 wins is like, again, what an outperformance of expectation if you're talking about from the beginning of the year. But I do still think that there's probably a 2-3 game ceiling for the rest of the way, just because division opponents are really tough no matter how good you are or how, you know, that you know each other really well. There's always some wonky things in those games. I've been a Bears fan long enough to know that this season is probably still going to be a little wonky. There's going to be some weird stuff, whether that's a loss to the Browns, that's a loss to San Francisco in the Bay Area. I refuse to believe there's not going to be some weird stuff down the line with this team, because of the fact that they haven't reached their ceiling at all. And you heard Ben Johnson talk about that when it comes to the passing game this week, which I didn't think he needed to clarify his comments at all. When he like the initial comment he made that they're winning in spite of the passing game and not because of it was dead on, and that the passing game is more than just the quarterback, and you should know that. And he talked a lot about the receivers and how their routes aren't, you know, exactly where they need to be. They're not in that rhythm quite yet. And that falls on everybody. So as long as you still have struggles, I think, in the passing game, and you're still improving there, still developing there, I think this team has a ceiling.
I think that Ben Johnson, and you know this from having covered him at Detroit, is so direct that if he wanted to say quarterback, he would have. And because of how people want to take stuff, and because there's this still weird sub-warring faction when it comes to Bears fans of cheering against quarterbacks and for quarterbacks, then it's like you can cheer for the Bears, but yet you want to cheer against their quarterback. Because of that whole mental gymnastics, there really is a whole meat inside their heads. You have this issue where people want to purposefully misinterpret it or give it too much thought. I mean, we also give things a lot of thought, but I feel the same way. I say all of that to say, I think that we sometimes forget what it sounds like to have a coach hold his team to a higher standard. Mm-hmm. And Ben Johnson, we've said on this show this week, Ben Johnson isn't here for a top 10 offense in the league. Mm-hmm. He's not here for a top 5 offense. Mm-hmm. Ben Johnson is trying to create the best offense in the NFL because he did it. So I think that that's where those statements kind of fall in. You would know better than anybody. You have the most years of experience with him.
Yeah. And I mean, he held Detroit to an incredible standard. And I think what he does really, really well is he communicates that not only obviously behind the scenes, because we hear the same talking points from every single player when we talk to them in the locker room or when they come to the podium, or everybody's very much on the same page. But that's also because Ben talks to his team through the media. He understands very explicitly what he can get across in that way and how he can hold people accountable in that way. That's part of the accountability part is, hey, I'm going to say this publicly and then you're going to have to answer for it. That's completely intentional and on purpose when it comes to him. And it's what he did in Detroit, too. And I mean, you guys know, like, this team wanted to be held to a higher standard and has wanted to be held to a higher standard. And now they're getting it. And I think what we're seeing is a really good response from the team.
I love it because every time we start talking about what Ben Johnson expects, you go back to that first year where, obviously, much like here in Chicago, Detroit got off to a bad start in his first year as offensive coordinator. But by the end of the season, they had it figured out. I just want to remind people, in year one, Jared Goff, yes, he did complete 67.2% of his passes, but he only threw for 3,200 yards. He only threw for 19 touchdowns. He got picked off 8 times. It was only in 14 games. But that set the stage for the next season, 4,400 yards and 29 touchdowns. The next season, 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns. And, of course, last season, 4,600 yards and 37 touchdowns. It's hard for me to take people seriously trying to call Caleb Williams and the offense out when I understand it takes time.
It takes time.
It's so hard to get people to be patient, though, right, especially now they're 9-3. And I keep saying this. Caleb Williams is the X factor because let me tell you something. If he finds a way to take a step over the last month of the season, then they do have possibilities of doing big things in the playoffs.
Yeah. And Ben Johnson called his shot early in the season. He said, we're not going to play our best football until December. Well, now it's December. And they have shown that they have improved every single week. And it's been, I mean, I don't know how many times I've said this over the course of the season, that progress isn't linear. But it's been pretty linear for the Bears this season.
The best illustration of that is how Caleb and the team talk about quarters.
Yeah.
And in the first quarter, they go 2-2. The second quarter, they go 3-1. The third quarter, they go 4-0. So you tell me what the fifth quarter or the fourth quarter is looking like.
No, that's a good point because I thought about that too. I'm like, wait a second. I'm not saying to myself that 2022 Lions started 1-6. I'm not saying that as much as I thought I would. And I was like, oh, dang.
I preached a lot of patience, and now I'm like, I guess I didn't really need to because they're winning anyway, and they're ugly wins. And, you know, all the criticism of the Bears' wins so far this season, the record, is absolutely valid. Like, they did not play teams that had winning records. They have won very, very ugly. They've had things that have had to go their way. There's been catastrophic failures at multiple, like, phases, but what's really cool is that this team is complementary enough that when one phase falters, the other can pick it up. And that's been, I just feel like Ben Johnson and his staff have prioritized the right things. They have installed things at a pace that is sustainable and allows this team to still be productive while absolutely still needing to improve. Like, there are two things can be true. And I think that's also what's lost in the Caleb Williams conversation of he's not there yet. But does that mean, like, I'm fine with that. He's not supposed to be there yet. To your point, Marshall, it takes time. And that's where I think the patience still comes in because this is an incredibly complex offense. Ben Johnson said it's more complex than what he installed in Detroit in that first year because he evolved as a coach. And so in order to have this offense clicking on all cylinders, it's just going to take more and more time and reps because everyone has a role to play in this. Even if you're not directly involved in the play, like, you talk about how the offensive line is so crucial, but, I mean, receivers are running interference for, like, for the run game, and they're blocking in the run game. And, like, everybody, even if they're not directly involved in the play, has a role in each play, which is, it's incredibly efficient, but it's also really, you can tell when it breaks down, and you just need more and more reps in order to really fully grasp it.
Well, I think that's a great way of putting it, and I think when we talk about what we're seeing, too, with what is being constructed and what is being built, you know, you mentioned, yeah, the Bears have had a lot of breaks go their way. Backup quarterbacks they face, you know, they face injured teams. They didn't win those games last year.
That's true.
They didn't win those games the last several years. Yeah. It didn't matter who the backup was. Mm-hmm. I can go back multiple years, even back during the year right after the 2018 playoff season, they would face teams with backups and they wouldn't win those games. So this is not something we're used to where the team actually simply takes advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah.
And that deserves to be appreciated.
It does. And again, that goes to like that speaks to the culture and the belief that Ben Johnson has instilled and just the attitude of this team. I mean, when is the last time that you had national like this I just saw this. My friend AQ Shipley, who runs a segment in the trenches on the McAfee show, he was talking this week about how Ben Johnson's playing bully ball up front and with the run game and offensively. And it's like, when was the last time we could say that this Bears team was this physical at the line of scrimmage and completely dominated teams? Good teams. You saw it on Black Friday against the Philadelphia Eagles, which I think was such a validating win. that, I mean, I think a lot of people in Chicago had felt that coming, obviously, but to do it on the national stage, on a national game against the defending champs, that launched the Bears into the legitimate stratosphere of good teams or teams that are getting good in this league.
I'm not ready to give flowers per se, but I will tip my cap to Ryan Poles, because what you just said about the physicality, the rebuilding of the offensive line, he swung and missed in his initial rebuild, but his ability to pivot when it mattered most with a new head coach and get both a defensive coordinator and an offensive play caller what they needed to get this job done, and with depth, proven depth. That's what's been proven after all these injuries over the course of the year. How much credit do you think Ryan Poles deserves with what's going on right now?
I think he deserves a lot of it, but I think a lot of it was driven by Ben, because that has been Ben Johnson's calling card. The offensive line has been Ben Johnson's calling card. You look back at those, at these Detroit offenses, and the number one thing is that they have a really solid offensive front. And they have depth, to your point of, hey, injuries are almost a certainty when it comes to the offensive line every year. Who do you have that is going to minimize the drop off? And we've seen that with Ozzie Trapillo and, you know, the Theo Benedict, and you have like this kind of the left tackle spot. While I do think that there are ways to make up for the left tackle spot, and the defensive front's kind of spread out their pressure and do different things so that the left tackle spot, not to say that the left tackle spot isn't as crucial as it used to be, but there are ways to kind of scheme around that now because of what defenses are doing. But you have Joe Tooney that you knew was going to be at that left guard spot that could help that. So it's not only just the depth of like the individual player, but it's, hey, who is he playing next to? Can he help him? And that's what you see. You see the interior of veterans, and that's what they, you know, went out and got. And they got smart guys on top of physical guys and guys with experience, so that the guys on the outside, which are the younger ones, Darnell Wright, as talented as he is, still young. And then you had whoever you were going to have at left tackle that you didn't know who that was going to be coming into the year. But you have them playing next to guys that can make up for any of their lack of experience.
Well, and that's the mark of a good coach. Yes. And a good GM is when the sum of the parts don't outvalue the whole. And now what we're seeing right now is the whole coming together. These individuals are making sense together. And Nashawn Wright, when I talked to him, Carmen, on Tuesday, he mentioned, like, clearly his history with Al Harris is what got him to the Bears.
Right.
Ryan Poles still has to sign off on that.
For sure.
And he did, and he gave him credit for it. And that's the other part, is Ryan Poles isn't getting in the way of some of these decisions either.
That is
a mark of a better GM.
That is the biggest thing that I think that Ryan Poles deserves credit for. And it's not like it's not a backward compliment to me, because there are so many GMs that just think they know better. And you have to have, I think the best teams in the league have collaboration between their GM and their head coach and their coaching staff just in general. You have to, because if you don't, you're going to like inevitably have coaches trying to force something that just isn't there. And then things just don't work. So the fact that that Ryan Poles was able to pivot when Ben Johnson came in, understanding the track record that Ben Johnson came in with, and understanding who he was as a coach, clearly the communication between the two of them has been really open and has been as good as they've told us it is. So I appreciate that out of Ryan Poles. And I mean, I have to imagine that he's elated at this point, as being a former offensive lineman. I think a lot of us, and myself included, wanted to think that he was really good at evaluating offensive line talent and bringing them into the building. And he took so many swings and misses. And then Ben Johnson got there, and it just seems like they've formed such a good partnership. And now you can kind of see where Ryan Poles' expertise lies. And he's kind of Ben Johnson's exploiting that with what he was asking for.
Yeah, it's kind of like Avery Johnson and point guards to me. You know, Avery Johnson was a point guard in the NBA, and he was hardest on his point guards. See Devin Harris. So I like this version a lot better. More with Cameron Vitale coming up next, and she will be joined by Mark Grody. Woo! Mark Grody's doing a live report from Hallis Hall, so the crew will catch up with Mark Grody next on Raheemy Harrison Grody here on 670 The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bears. Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
I need talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What? Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody, WBBM.
You're kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
You ate my beer.
Okay.
Carmen Vitale is in studio with us on Raheemy Harrison Grody and nearly spit out her coffee or her beverage. Your spindrift. When she heard that. That's Grody impersonating me a la Minnie Mouse saying whatever, the Bears suck. They don't suck. And Mark Grody is at Hallis Hall. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hey, Groats, how's it going?
Yeah, that was a different time. I think we need to eliminate that from the open. I challenge Tyler Buterbaugh and Ray Diaz
We got to remember where we came from. Never forget. Don't act like it didn't happen. Like, we're not trying to erase history.
Mark, all these people thought that I was going to be offended or something when you did the impersonation. And I was like, nah, I figured it would be Minnie Mouse-esque or something. I thought it was funny.
It might be funny, but it's getting a little bit old. I mean, like, I know what you're saying, Marshall. Like, we don't want to ever forget the past, but do we need to be reminded of the past on a daily basis? Like, did Chris Tannehill need to play the Randall Cobb play yesterday on the afternoon show to inject that into the DNA of
Keeps
Bears
everybody
fans
humble.
And to me?
Yeah, Keeps everybody humble, Grody.
Also, is that what it is? Do we need humbling? I don't want humbling. We've been humbled for too long. No, Vitale. You know that.
But listen, Mark, first of all, thank you for doing this on Twitch. You look lovely today with your glasses and your flannel over your t-shirt. He looks great in
Twitch.
That closet that he's in.
/Chicago670 The Score, where he is clearly in a closet.
No, put the glasses
back on. Can I tell you something?
On.
Are you in the podcast closet in
Hallis? I am in the podcast closet. Yeah. It is. It's the NFL Network studio where Stacey Dales usually works. And ironically, or coincidentally, Stacey Dales is here today. Actually, this would be ironic. Stacey Dales is here today, and she's the only one who's not using the studio. So that is ironic. Like, she is. I think that we have made such a mess of this studio that, you know, because all of us, you know, the rank and file, you know, the rest of us doing our work in this studio, we've just, you know, and I was the first one in here too, and everybody else started following me. So I would like to plant my flag here.
What a trendsetter.
Yeah, you know me, Carmen. You see me out here. What's up. And I got to tell you, like, if you are looking at my hair right now and you are watching on Twitch or wherever you might be watching the score. I know you could watch it in many different places. My hair does look good today, and the reason
that's why I complimented you.
I know. You're the first person. Actually, you're the second or third today. And then Chris Emma was raving about it. I have hat head. I was wearing a winter hat. My hair was like I do it every day, like semi-sloppy. And then I put the hat on, and it formed really nicely. So accidentally, my hair looks great today.
I love that for you. And celebrate it. I'm also laughing because on the wide shot, you're clearly sitting next to a hanging shirt. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score.
No, I think that's a sheet covering something.
Oh, I thought it was a hanging shirt.
I did too at first, but I think it's a sheet covering something.
Oh, you're talking behind me?
Yeah.
Probably the backdrop.
Those are like backdrop light projectors, like with the big canvas thing. Sheets on
them. Oh, it's a light.
Yeah. Are you talking about this over here?
Yeah, it's covered. Yeah. No, you got it, Grody.
It's just like a light. Yeah, there's no shirt hanging up there. I didn't hang my laundry in here. It hasn't gotten that personal in this room.
You don't actually live in Dallas.
It is a closet.
Yeah, I don't actually live here.
What is the latest from the Hall today? The guys had a day off. I assume that was well received by the team.
Yeah, I'm sure it was well received, but they're out practicing in the freezing cold right now. So welcome back to Hallis Hall for the Bears players. We got our usual glimpse of the guys out there. We'll be able to tell you a little bit later on what the injury report looks like and what is an actual and not just projected injury list, which will come out a little bit later on today. So we'll have that for you in a bit. But this was, of course, Coordinator's Day today. We spoke with Richard Hightower, the special teams coach, of course, Dennis Allen, the Bears defensive coordinator. But I would like to start with Declan Doyle. And quarterback completion percentage has been a big deal for the Bears since the beginning of the season. And I do sometimes wonder if Ben Johnson had wished he hadn't set that mark at 70% because right now Caleb is at 58.1%, mm-hmm. leaving us to ask questions to guys like Declan Doyle, the Bears offensive coordinator, about the number, which relative to what they want is pretty low. Here's Declan trying to decipher all that.
When you look at, you know, simply the number, I don't think that always tells the full story. You know, obviously our goal is for that number to reflect us having a high percentage of completions and being able to play through the process. Ben has talked about kind of our passing game isn't exactly where we want it to be right now. And we all kind of have a hand in that. That would be, you know, us as coaches, the players, Caleb, the pass catchers, the line. You know, we all can clean up some of those details. And I would say this, that's a reflection of where we're at. And we want to see that number go up, but that number goes up by all of us doing a better job.
Is his movement off schedule, you know, for such a young quarterback, a part of that number in terms of that timing with his receivers and given how much you guys run the ball?
That's absolutely a part of the number. That number is twofold. It's when you're playing within the progression or playing within the, you know, scheme that you called. And it's also reflective of when we do break the pocket, you know, what happens, that second play that we start. And how successful we are at it. In both areas, we're really working to improve still with his feet, his eyes, the pass catchers, our route detail, being where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there. And then, you know, when he does break contain, that second play, us all getting on the same page and making sure that the spacing is right and Caleb delivering a catchable ball.
I heard Stacey Dales in there, so we know she's working. But that is very interesting, Mark. Like that. He's right, though. We've seen receivers drop balls many times in this offense. Like, there are many reasons why the completion rate is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, and I think with all of this, Caleb should take the majority of the blame for it. I think that that's legitimate. But, I mean, Ben Johnson had called out the receivers. You heard Declan Doyle doing that as well. I mean, and everything has to be exact. And when it's not right, when you're not doing your quarterback favors, you're putting him in a bad position, a guy that is still trying to learn the system. Or maybe that's not a fair way to put it. He's trying to advance on in Ben Johnson's system. And when things are not right, as with any offense, whether the offensive line, blocking schemes, wide receivers, that all has to be taken into account. But I still think at the end of the day, the majority of this lays on number 18, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I think the idea that they put out there with the 1/11th, he's only 1/11th of the offense because he's only one of 11 players. That's great in theory and in like just simple math. But when you understand that he's the guy that touches the ball every single snap. Yeah. I think you got to throw the 1/11th out.
You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth and say the quarterback's the most important position on the field, or perhaps the most important position in all four of the major North American sports, and then say, well, he's just 1/11.
Yeah, I find that funny that happens often. It's sort of like, akin to. This is not necessarily the analogy I was planning on using, but when Richard Hightower today, Carmen, was at, I don't know why this one, I might have to rant on this one a little bit tomorrow when I'm back in studio with you guys, but yes. When Richard Hightower is asked about the Bears-Packers rivalry, and he just does the whole downplay thing. It's just another game. Get the hell out of here. Like, this is not just another game. It is Bears-Packers. Your owner is holding symposiums with rookies in regards to, you know, how important the Bears-Packers rivalry is. And it's really for a lot of marbles, this game. So I don't know why that really turned me off.
With
that
Richard
Hightower was talking about. Like just sort of in denial of what is the truth and go.
But I'll say this, Grody, you've had a little bit of technical issue there, but is it just another game? Like, you thought the Bengals was just another game, Richard Hightower? Because I don't need all that. Did we lose Grody or did I just yell too much? I think he's
good.
Am
I back?
Yes.
Am I back?
But you know what I'm saying? Like define just another game to you, because you have not had like the most sparkling resume. And frankly, you had a split series against the Packers last year, Richard Hightower. They'd have been 2-0 if it wasn't for a blocked field goal that they found out because of your team.
Great point.
Yeah, well, they made one game winning field goal and had one blocked by one Carl Brooks, who you're going to probably see more of because of the key injury, by the way, to Devontae Wyatt, the defensive tackle of the Green Bay Packers. That's big deal stuff. But just going back to what I was saying, like, I get what Hightower was saying. Like, it's the rote answer. It's the next game. You got to go 1-1, 1-0. I think that my thing is I am telling you, Richard Hightower, and everybody else in this building, it's okay to say it's a pretty big deal that you're going up against your rivals and you're playing at Lambeau Field outdoors, the two most historic franchises. Like, the idea of it, of not allowing yourself to say it's a big game, is, I think, it's not a misstep. I don't want to overstate this, but sometimes when we try to hide things that shouldn't be hidden, like what we were just talking about with Caleb Williams, yes, everybody plays a part, but to your point, Marshall, you are right. Caleb Williams has to take on the majority of the blame, and everybody knows that, and they do want to make sure that Caleb knows that everybody has his back, which is smart coaching.
I feel like so much of this too, like, especially when you're talking about coordinators and like assistant coaches, they follow the lead of the head coach, and I'm like, your head coach has laid it out for everyone. Clearly your head coach is fine with you saying how things are and not downplaying it. This is the man that said, I enjoy beating Matt LaFleur twice a year in his opening press conference. Sure, and then, yeah. I mean, but this goes both ways, because then you also have Matt LaFleur in Green Bay, like, still deflecting that, but like bringing it up, but then deflect, like, it gets brought up and then he just deflects it. And then, you know, he'll bring it up later.
I'm like,
both of these coaches are so petty. I don't want to hear it. Y'all are absolutely telling your team.
Yeah. I'm not thinking about what Ben said. I've got other things
to worry
about.
He's trying to be the Don Draper, I don't think about you at all, in the elevator. That's what he's trying to do. I see where he's going.
As far as, I mean, the Packers are one thing, but as far as Richard goes, like, your head coach is like one of the most transparent head coaches that I have covered and continues to be. Whether that's because they've been winning and that kind of allows him to stay transparent, I don't know. But like, I can't think that you are being directed to like downplay this, especially when everybody knows that this is the best rivalry in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think he thinks that he's doing the right thing saying it's just another game, but
he's wrong.
He's wrong, and it's not that big of a deal, but he's wrong.
I promise you, no one is going to be any less like
hyped
or like critical of you if you lean into this, or like you're not protecting anyone by not leaning into this.
Lean into the bit, Richard.
What happens if special teams has
a flub
Sunday?
It's not even a bit, though. It's not a bit. It's real, Marshall. It's not even a bit.
If special teams has a flub Sunday, we're going to be like, well, you thought it was just another game. like you know exactly how we're going to do if that happens.
Oh, man. All right. I know I'm already running out of time because you guys always just rush me the heck out of here. I have one more cut I would like to play, and that is Dennis Allen. Dennis Allen, I will say, the last couple times that we have spoken to him, he's getting a little bit of personality. I think he realizes that, you know, if he makes little jokes, we'll give him the media laughter. And it was actually kind of funny today. He was asked about the fact that the Bears are intercepting footballs left and right. They have 17 on the season. So he was asked about forcing all of those turnovers this year. Take a listen to this.
What's been your reaction to the takeaways?
What's what?
Been your reaction to the takeaways?
Yay.
Is it where you thought it would be? Is it, has it exceeded your expectations?
Does it please you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that we ever set out, you know, at the beginning of the season saying we got to take the ball away this many times. That's really not, you know, what our, you know, we didn't have like this goal in mind that this is how many we have to take away. I think the most impressive thing to me is just the ball mindset that our team has at all three levels of the defense. And I've said this before, I'll continue to say this. I think Al's been a great addition for us in terms of being able to do that. You track him all throughout his career and the secondaries that he's been a part of. They've taken the ball away, and that's not by accident.
Talking about Al Harris and what Al Harris has brought into that defensive room. So he is giving the credit. Good on DA. That's allowed. You're allowed to give credit to other coaches, and that's what he just did.
Well, he put together a fabulous staff.
I was going to say, there are so many layers to this staff. Like, we talked so much about Ben Johnson bringing in DA, but then it's like DA brought in Al Harris, and Ben Johnson brought in Eric Bieniemy, and like, there's Dan so Roshar. Many layers. Yes, there's so many layers to this staff of experience and leadership.
Yeah, and it's funny. I at least, when there is a new regime that comes into the building, and I've now seen a few. This is my third. You do give the benefit of the doubt to all of the coaches. You give the benefit of the doubt to all the assistants, and we get to know those guys because they let us talk to these guys, you know, once a week. We get to go out the hallway and have sort of an informal, formal-esque back and forth with all of these assistants. It's like a little cocktail party. You just kind of choose your own adventure. And I've always given the benefit of the doubt, but this is definitely the most sturdy group of assistants that I have seen in terms of the actual impact they've had on the team and what they are saying actually correlating to what we're seeing on the field. A lot of times you don't see that. You know, the predecessor to Dan Roshar, the former offensive line coach for the Bears, said absolutely nothing to us ever. I mean, it couldn't be it couldn't be more different. Like, it really is. Like, sometimes you think like, oh, it's you know, all coaches should say stuff. They haven't. They don't. And in this case, it is very refreshing from every single player. I will tell you guys too, just one nugget. I'm sure you guys have talked about this, but Nashawn Wright, the defensive player of the month, we are being told that he will be getting his spot at the lectern in the media room in just a little while, I'm finding out. So he will, right around when we get in the locker room, Nashawn will get his shine. So I will have plenty of Nashawn when I return to these airwaves at 4 o'clock for the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Nashawn, right before dark. I love it.
Yeah, before dark, not after dark. After dark, it was pretty good.
Just barely.
Yeah, that's December.
After dark is a little dirty. There's a lot of secrets. There's things that go down, man. After dark, and only Layla knows.
there was like 100 people there who were with us. There was 100 people.
So you and 100 people are all that really knows what went down at After Dark with Nashawn Wright the other night. So
it's true.
You know what? I'm going right to his locker. I know he's going to speak to us at large. I'm going to have a little talk with Nashawn today and see exactly what happened, Layla.
Tell him to come on our show.
Grody, since
I will.
He wants
to come on our show.
Ask DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manunga if they're cool with their new nickname, S&M.
Wow. Related.
Marshall just let that loose and then walks away from the segment because we're already late to break. Just stink
bomb. You're awesome.
Walk away.
You are doing a great job. But what do you guys need me for if Marshall's going to say stuff like that? That's awesome.
Go team. Go dysfunctional team.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
You'll hear Mark again at Hallis Hall coming up on Spiegel and Holmes. It's hilarious because it's just their initials of their last names, but terrible for all the reasons.
In the context of that conversation, too, this is the midday show, Marshall.
Torturing defenses all game long. What are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure we get the most weird on the midday show.
Yeah, that's probably true.
That's Carmen Vitale. She joins us, the reporter of the NFC North. You see her work on Marquee Sports Network. She's in for another segment with us, and she gets to sound off on noted sports personality and comedian Kevin Hart making a choice that he shouldn't have made. And our friend Poochie from the Wiener Circle chimed in as well. So we'll take a listen next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Orange and blue representing, I don't care. My husband get all his bear stuff around. We don't care. So, yeah, he talks stuff when we go into stores and everything else. Now he in the process of getting him a shirt made saying, forget the Packers.
forget you.
No. Oh, Poochie, we love you. She is Poochie from the Wiener Circle. We had her on Tuesday Come for on. The free hot dog day. And, of course, the Rihanna Come classic.
On. What song is this again? Come on. What song is that again?
It's S&M by Rihanna.
They can come out the tunnel
it's
to the
Swift
song.
It's Swift and Manungai by Rihanna.
They could play this every time Swift or Manungai score a touchdown.
Or, come on. As we talked about, they could play the TikTok of the guy that sings Kyle Manungai's name to the tune of Circle of Life from Lion King.
Kyle Manungai.
Have you not seen this?
Have you not heard this?
No.
Okay, it's fantastic. We gotta get that.
I can't spend time on TikTok because if I spend time on TikTok, then I'll spend all the time on TikTok.
So Marshall just did this, but like it has made its way to Instagram Reels at this
it
point.
Has?
Yes.
Manungai.
How did you have that, Tyler?
So
how?
That one was from the meatball machine. So someone stole our guy from TikTok's bit.
Oh, yeah.
Or paid homage to. I don't know the mindset of our meatballer there.
Hopefully he gave him credit.
I don't think he gave him credit.
So. It's the meatball machine. I can't wait for Monday's meatball machine.
Monday's meatball machine is going to be out of control. So Poochie, as you know, has been appropriately on people's minds because the Wiener Circle is what inspired Ben Johnson to take his shirt off. We still don't know who punched the ceiling, but we know that Poochie was on with us talking about the day that was had at the Wiener Circle, and she is a star, so that's why it's no surprise that she was on Sports on Prime with Kenan Thompson and Kevin Hart. And I'm so glad to hear that this exchange happened because Kevin Hart was doing things to his hot dog he shouldn't have been doing.
Look, now, you're giving out a lot of free hot dogs, right? A ton of them.
Yeah.
And we know this is Chicago. So the question is, how many of those hot dogs going to have ketchup on them?
Don't start that, okay? Ain't none of the hot dogs going to have ketchup. We don't do none of that in Chicago. No ketchup. That sound like a Philly thing. Where you from?
Yeah, they take it serious.
Sorry.
They take that serious.
Just a question, Poochie. I'm just a regular question.
Well, I answered it regularly, didn't I?
Right at the top, just hit the tone. Don't start the
I just want to know why you can't put ketchup on a hot dog. It's a simple question.
A lot of people do it.
Everybody does it.
It's a sin for Chicago. We don't do that.
Okay, Poochie.
We don't do that. All right. Okay. This is a friendly hot dog conversation.
Poochie, this is just another question for me. You telling me you ain't going to put ketchup on one hot dog for nobody?
No, you must like ketchup. That's why you got that ugly ass sweat on. Your ass up there looking like a bottle of ketchup. Don't ask me else about ketchup. We don't put ketchup on hot dogs in Chicago. Okay, Kevin?
Guess what I'm going to do?
Darnell.
I'm going to come to Chicago. I'm going to get a hot dog. Please. I'm going to put ketchup on it. Nobody's going to stop me. Nobody's going to stop me from putting ketchup on a hot dog. I'm going to eat a hot dog with ketchup on it in Chicago.
If you come to Wiener Circle, we're not putting ketchup on your damn hot dog.
I'm going to go to Wiener Circle. I'm going to order my hot dog, and I'm going to pull my own ketchup out, and I'm going to put it on my hot dog.
Whatever, Kevin.
Wow.
That was the comedy combination I did not know I needed.
Oh, as soon as I heard who was going to be involved, I was like, I need that.
I was going to say, this is going to break down very quickly.
Man, she deserves all the flowers. That's tremendous. Poochie, bless her, tries to follow the rules when she's on with us. But that means that she can't. You don't get the full treatment.
Well, did you see when, I think it was WGN that was there, and they were like filming live from the Wiener Circle when they were giving out all the hot dogs, and there was like a sign that was like absolutely no profanity, and I was like, yeah, how is this going to go?
Did not go well.
You can't do that at Wiener Circle. Yeah. Like, you know.
Not live, anyway.
But no, she does have the chops to go toe-to-toe with Kevin Hart. I absolutely love it.
That's as great. She should. She deserved that spotlight.
She absolutely does.
I love it.
Carmen, we love having you on. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks
love
for coming
here.
Through, Carmen. No. And thank you for the cookies. I've had three.
That's
I've
true.
Had Marshall, three. Marshall was
every
like,
break kept every going break, out.
I'm going to get a cookie.
He walked out of the studio, made like this definitive statement, and then took three steps over to the bar where the cookies are.
Those cookies are insane.
They're so
amazing.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
Tanny, did you get a cookie yet? Yeah, he knows. Look.
Tanny, seal of approval, because Carmen Tanny is our person who's good at everything at the score. So this is excellence recognizing excellence.
Wow. Yeah, game recognized game. I know she looked real familiar to you right now.
You guys.
Carmen, thanks again. When is the next episode of the Marquee Football Podcast?
So that will air tonight.
Great.
The Chicago Football Show on Marquee. And then I have my Fox Sports Radio show on Saturdays from 3 to 5 Central.
Yeah, if you don't get to listen, it is great. You guys go all around the NFL. It's a fun show. And in the meantime, we'll check it out on Marquee Sports Network. Always thankful for the time, Carmen. Thanks for coming in.
Always thankful to be here, guys. Thanks.
And coming up next, we will go live to the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage for the live edition of Spiegel and Holmes, coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.